Meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
No changes to the agenda.
All right then, we'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion, we approve the agenda.
Second.
Moving second to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the January 25, 2018 meeting.
They were sent out unless you had any issues.
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
October 25th meeting.
Moving second to approve the minutes of the October 25th, 2018 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, on to other business, which we have quite a bit of this evening. Our first item is change of zone number 1858 OA Oaks LLC, also known as Ashton Oaks.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to present my motion, and there may be some discussion afterwards.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1858 for OA Oaks LLC, Ashton Oaks, for a change in zone from AR1 Agricultural Residential to an HR RPC based upon the record, and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is proposing an HR RPC project to develop a residential rental apartment complex with 178 rental units. Two, the site is located within the environmentally sensitive developing area, which is a growth area according to the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. According to the plan, a wide range of housing types can be appropriate, including multifamily units such as what the applicant has proposed here. The proposed development creates rental residential housing at an appropriate density in an area served by county sewer and central water, which is near major roads, shopping, and centers of employment, consistent with the purpose of the HR zoning district. Four, the proposed development creates large-scale rental residential housing with a superior living environment for county residents, and it achieves the goals of the comprehensive plan consistent with the purpose of the RPC district. Five, the county engineering department has indicated that adequate wastewater capacity is available for the project as an HR RPC. Central water will also be provided. Six, the conditions and stipulations placed upon it with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it. The RPC designation is appropriate since it allows the creation of a superior environment through the design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. This project will maintain approximately 10 acres of open space, which includes almost 4.72 acres of existing forest to be preserved. It also includes large wooded buffers on both sides of the site. Seven, the applicant has provided a preliminary market assessment that has determined that there is a net demand for rental housing, including more affordable types of rental housing in this area of Sussex County. Eight, because of the high price of homes and rentals in much of eastern Sussex County, housing can be unaffordable for a lot of the workforce in this area of the county. As a result, many of those county residents cannot afford to live near where they work, resulting in long commuting time and increased traffic on county roads. The project will provide affordable housing to Sussex County residents with low to moderate income levels who are a large part of the workforce in eastern Sussex County. Nine, the Sussex County Council declared in Chapter 72, Section 18 of the county ordinances that it was the public policy of the county to A, encourage the creation of a full range of housing choices conveniently located in suitable living environments for all incomes, ages, and family sizes. B, encourage the production of affordable rental units to meet the existing and anticipated future employment needs in the county. C, that affordable rental units are dispersed throughout the county consistent with a comprehensive plan. D, encourage developments in growth areas as defined within the county's most current comprehensive plan and areas of opportunity as defined by the Delaware State Housing Authority to include a minimum percentage of affordable rental units on public water and sewer systems. The proposed development is in accordance with this stated county public policy. 10. The project is located in an area of opportunity as defined by the Delaware State Housing Authority. This designation supports a housing development such as what is proposed here. 11. The proposed development will have a density of 11.99 units per acre, which is within the permitted density of the HR zoning district. 12. The applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. 13. The applicant has provided a satisfactory environmental assessment and public facility evaluation report. 14. With conditions imposed, including the voluntary condition offered by the applicant that 36 of the units will be restricted units available to low and moderate income county residents who qualify for workforce housing. The proposed HRRPC meets the purpose of the zoning code and comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county and its residents. 15. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A. The maximum number of apartments shall not exceed 178. B. As offered by the applicant, 36 of the units shall be designated as restricted units for the purpose of providing workforce housing, subject to the following terms and conditions. A. Rent restricted units. For a period of 30 years following the date the first building receives its certificate of occupancy, 36 of the total number of units offered for lease, the restricted units, shall be rented to tenants with gross household incomes equal to or less than 70% of the area median income for Sussex County qualifying tenants. As established by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, and updated annually for a rental rate adjusted for households and unit size as per HUD guidelines, no greater than 30% of gross household income. B. Vacant units. During lease up and for a period of 2 years, the applicant must actively seek to lease available units to qualifying tenants at a rate equal to or greater than the ratio of restricted units to market rate units. Post lease up, any vacant units for which the applicant is actively seeking tenants must first be offered to qualifying tenants if the total number of leased restricted units is less than the targeted amount, 36. If no qualifying tenants are available at the time a unit becomes vacant, that unit may be leased at market rates to any tenant. At all times in which the number of restricted units is less than 36, the next available unit or units must be offered for lease to any known and available qualified tenant or tenants. Until such time as the 36 unit target for restricted units is achieved. C. Qualifying tenants. Eligible tenants for the restricted units must, 1. Provide proof of citizenship. 2. Be of eligible income as defined in A above. 3. Be employed and live in Sussex County for at least 1 year preceding the date of application. 4. Occupy the restricted unit as the tenant's principal residence during the lease period. Each eligible tenant must certify before taking occupancy that the tenant will occupy the unit as the tenant's principal residence. Any tenant who violates occupancy requirements will be subject to eviction procedures. 5. Comply with other requirements that apply to tenants of non-restricted units. D. Unit integration. Restricted units must be fully integrated into the community and shall not be substantially different in external or internal appearance and fit out from market rate units. Restricted units shall be equipped with the same basic appliances as the market rate units, such as an oven, refrigerator, dishwasher, and washer and dryer. E, restricted unit leases. The following requirements shall apply to restricted unit leases. One, the landlord shall determine the tenant's eligibility to rent a restricted unit, and lease agreements shall not be signed until tenant eligibility is determined. Two, lease agreements shall contain the same terms and conditions as the lease agreement with the market rate renters, with the exception of the rental rates and other terms and conditions as required under these conditions. Three, all lease agreements of restricted units shall cover a period of 1 year. An eligible tenant already occupying a restricted unit has first option to renew the lease agreement each year, as long as the tenant maintains good standing with the landlord and continues to qualify as a qualifying tenant. Four, tenants of restricted units shall provide an executed affidavit on an annual basis certifying their continuing occupancy of the unit as their principal residence. Tenants shall provide such affidavit to the landlord by the date that may be specified in their lease or that may otherwise be specified by the landlord. Five, in the event the tenant of a restricted unit fails to provide his or her landlord with an executed affidavit as provided for in the preceding paragraph within 30 days of written request for such affidavit, then the lease shall automatically terminate, become null and void, and the occupant shall vacate the unit within 30 days of written notice from the landlord. Six, leases of restricted units shall prohibit tenants from subletting or subleasing the restricted unit. F, examination by an independent certified public accountant. The developer shall contract with an independent Delaware certified public accountant that has no other relationship with a developer, owner, manager of the project to perform annual agreed upon procedures with respect to the project, reporting upon elements of compliance with the conditions of approval for the project related to the rental of the restricted units and the qualifying tenants in the project. In this engagement, the Delaware Certified Public Accountant will perform agreed-upon procedures in accordance with the attestation standards established by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. This annual agreed-upon procedures engagement shall be used to confirm that the project remains in compliance with all of Condition B of this approval and one, the status of each of the 36 restricted units, two, the status and duration of any vacancy of any restricted unit, three, the marketing efforts to relet any vacant restricted unit to a qualifying tenant, four, the status of any list of qualifying tenants waiting for a restricted unit to come available, and five, such other information as a Delaware certified public accountant and or office of planning and zoning may deem appropriate and necessary. This information shall be subject to both the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Community Development and Housing Office no later than March 1 of each year. C, all entrances, intersections, interconnections, roadways, and multimedia improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. D, the RPC shall be served as part of a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the County Engineering Department. E, the RPC shall be served by Central Water. F, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. G, interior street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. There shall also be sidewalks on both sides of the streets within the RPC. H, as offered by the applicant, a voluntary 40-foot minimum buffer will be established from any wetlands located on the site, and a 20-foot landscape or wooded buffer shall be established along the boundary of the site adjacent to the property of ownership to the east and west. The existing vegetation in the wetlands buffer area shall not be disturbed. I, recreational amenities including the clubhouse, outdoor swimming pool and deck, playground, walking trail, and enclosed dog park shall be completed prior to the issuance of a building permit for the fourth multifamily building. J, if requested by the local school district, a school bus stop shall be provided. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. L, construction activities including site work and delivery shall only occur between 7:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. on Saturdays. M, space in the community clubhouse or in Unit 1 shall be permitted as an on-site management office. N, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. O, the applicant or its assigns shall be responsible for the maintenance of interior drive and parking areas, buildings, buffers, stormwater management, recreational amenities, and all open space. P, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. Q, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that is my motion.
Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. Would you like to read it again, sir?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1858 for OA Oaks LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, I'm going to call the roll. Ms. Wingate?
No.
Mr. Hopkins?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Ms. Stevenson?
No.
Okay, the chair votes yes, but the motion fails from a 3-2 vote. So,
Mr. Wheatley, I would say under that circumstance, our rules state that it requires three affirmative votes to approve any matter within the jurisdiction of the Planning and Zoning Commission. This is Rule 5.5. Failure to receive three affirmative votes shall be deemed to disapprove any matter. So, since it didn't receive three votes, that's equivalent to a disapproval of that application.
All right, then. Moving on. The next item is change of zone number 1860, Nassau Delaware Acquisition Company, LLC.
I have to leave quietly.
Mr. Chairman.
Please, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, please exit the building quietly. We have a very long agenda ahead of us, and we'd like to get on with it. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1860 for Nassau Delaware Acquisitions, LLC, for a change of zone from AR1 to MR based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks a change in zone from AR1 to MR. The purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer is available. Two, the stated purpose of the MR district is satisfied for this site because it is located along Route 1 and central water and sewer are available. There was testimony in the record from a DelDOT representative that Route 1 is being modified so that the northbound lanes are going to be converted into a service road. Sewer service will be provided by Sussex County and adequate wastewater capacity is available. Water service will be provided by a publicly regulated water company. Three, the proposed MR zoning meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Four, the property is adjacent to properties that have C1 zoning. This zoning category allows a wide variety of commercial uses, and it also allows residential development of up to 12 units an acre. There's also extensive MR zoning across Route 1 from the site. This zoning is consistent with other zoning and land uses in the area. 5, the property is in an area near the Route 1 commercial corridor and near public transportation, as well as multimodal transportation on the new rail trail through Nassau. This is an appropriate location for MR zoning. For all those reasons, MR zoning is appropriate for this site. That is that motion.
Second.
Sorry. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1860 Nassau Delaware Acquisition Company LLC for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2147 Nassau Delaware Acquisition Company LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use number 2147. Oh, before we start this one, I wanted to add, there's one, I'm going to make a motion to approve this, but I have some conditions, and one of the conditions I wanted to discuss with the commissioners before I do.
Okay.
Because they're, DelDOT has said they're planning to make these changes to Route 1 that would make this work, as far as I'm concerned. But I don't want any of the, I only, you know, how many units should we allow and before that work? Because there are 30 units per building. And so I was going to recommend 90 dwelling units, that after 90 dwelling units, that they have to wait for the road to catch up to them. Is that reasonable for you guys, or what do you think would be?
This is the road that goes on the side that they're going to divert all the traffic to. That's
this is a new service
the Route
road.
One.
They're going to turn the northbound lanes of Route 1 into a service road. And then
but there's some improvements that are going to be done on that road that is going to be the side road that where all the people use.
Yeah, yes, there will also be improvements on Old Mill Road, but I think Ms. Stevenson is discussing the improvements, the new service road, if I'm not correct.
Correct. That's what I'm. So the side road, I think, is being done anyway.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Is that going to be done ahead of time?
That'll be done as part of this project. Yeah, that'll require that to be done ahead of time.
So I just wanted to make sure that sounded like a reasonable number to all. Mm-hmm. Okay, then what I'm going to do. All right, so I'm making a motion that we recommend approval for conditional use number 2147 for Nassau Delaware Acquisition LLC for multifamily dwellings in an MR medium density residential district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The application seeks the approval of 150 multifamily units on 12.5 acres for a density of 12 units per acre. This is permitted density of an improved multifamily conditional use in the MR zone. 2, the property is adjacent to properties that have C1 zoning. This zoning category allows a wide variety of commercial uses, and it also allows residential development of up to 12 units an acre. This conditional use is consistent with adjacent zoning. 3, the property is in an area at the north end of Route 1 commercial corridor and near public transportation and multimodal transportation on the new rail trail through Nassau. This is an appropriate location for a multifamily dwelling development. 4, the site is in the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which permits multifamily residential development with a density of up to 12 units per acre. This proposed development is appropriate in this area according to the plan. 5, there was testimony in the record that a DelDOT representative that Route 1 is being modified so that the northbound lanes are going to be converted into a service road. Access to this property will be from this new service road as well as Old Mill Road. Both points of access are onto public roads owned and maintained by DelDOT, and DelDOT will require a variety of roadway improvements funded by the developer to serve these entrances. 6, this recommendation has conditions and stipulations placed upon it that will address many of the concerns raised during the public hearing. 7, the development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. 8, the development will have central water provided by a publicly regulated water utility. 9, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of residential units shall be 150. B, all entrances, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be completed by the developer in accordance with all DelDOT requirements. C, no more than 90 dwelling units shall be constructed until the conversion of the northbound lanes of Route 1 into a service road is completed. D, The project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements, including any off-site upgrades necessary to provide service to the project. E, the project shall be served by Central Water to provide drinking water and fire protection. F, interior street design shall meet or exceed the Sussex County street design requirements. G, construction and site work shall only occur on the property between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. H, street naming, I'm sorry, it's, the construction will be 8 a.m., 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. H, street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the county mapping and addressing departments. I, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. J, the final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. K, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district to establish a covered school bus stop area, which shall be shown on the final site plan if required by the district. L, addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. M, the development shall include the following amenities: multi-purpose courts, for example, tennis or pickleball, walking trails, and a clubhouse with a pool. The final site plan shall contain the dimensions of the clubhouse and pool. N, there shall not be any structures located within 40 feet of the northeast boundary of the property. Within this area, there shall be a 4-foot-tall vegetated berm to be located to the west of the existing trees and new trees to be planted in the area where there are no trees, forested landscape buffer, along the property line adjacent to Broder's Drive. All existing vegetation in this area shall be maintained as a non-disturbance area, with additional plantings added to comply with the requirements of Section 99-9 of the Subdivision Code as a minimum. There shall not be any walking paths in this area, and there shall not be any lighting in this area or on the rear of the nearby storage buildings. The existing and planned vegetation in this area shall be shown in the landscaping plan submitted as part of the final site plan. Oh, the developer shall preserve as many existing trees as possible on the site. These preserved areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. P, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. No light poles on the site shall exceed 12 feet in height. Q, as proffered by the applicant, there shall be interconnectivity between the residential use and commercially zoned parcel along Route 1. R, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Just one note on that, on letter and that citation to be, should be to Section 99-4 of the Subdivision Code. It's just that one.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I make that change.
Yeah.
Second. So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2147, Nassau Delaware Acquisition Company, LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Our next item is change of zone number 1861, Nassau Delaware Acquisition Company, LLC.
Mr. Chairman.
Hey.
Since you haven't heard much from me tonight, I move that we approve change of zone number 1861 for Nassau Delaware Acquisitions LLC for a change of zone from AR1 to C2 medium commercial based upon the record from the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking a change in zone to C2 medium commercial. The purpose of this district is to allow retail sales and consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector streets. Two, this property is located along the northbound lanes of Route 1. A representative of DelDOT testified that the current northbound lanes of Route 1 are going to be reconfigured as a service road in this area. This is appropriate for the uses that are permitted in the C2 district. Three, this property is surrounded on either side by properties that are currently zoned C1, general commercial. This zoning rezoning is consistent with the adjacent C1 zoning, and C2 is actually more limited than the types of uses permitted in the C1 zone. Four, the rezoning will not have a significant impact upon neighboring properties or roadways. Five, the property will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Sewer. Six, any development that occurs on the property will require site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission after taking into account all required agency reviews, including DLDOT, State Fire Marshal, and the Sussex Conservation District. For these reasons, it is appropriate to rezone this property from AR1 to C2 medium commercial.
I second the motion.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1861, Nassau Delaware Acquisition Company, LLC, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1859, Boardwalk Development, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I'm not going to participate in this one, and I didn't participate in the hearing.
Okay, duly noted.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for change of zone 1859 for Boardwalk Development, LLC, for a change in zoning from GR, General Residential, to AR1, Agricultural Residential, to a GR RPC, based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Number one, the property is currently zoned GR, General Residential, and AR1, Agricultural Residential. The proposed density is similar to the density permitted within the GR zoning district. Two, GR zoning is also consistent with the neighboring lands west, east, and northeast of the site. Three, the County Engineering Department has indicated that adequate wastewater capacity is available for the project as a GR RPC. Central water will also be provided. Four, the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the RPC designation, is appropriate since it allows the creation of a superior environment through design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. This project will maintain 24% open space, which includes 1.63 acres of existing forest and the planting of 3.77 acres of forested buffer. It also includes installation of over 2 miles of sidewalks along all streets, over 0.6 miles of shared use paths, over 0.3 miles of unpaved walking trail, and construction of a clubhouse and community swimming pool. Five, the project will not adversely affect the neighborhoods around the community. There are existing developments in the immediate area with similar characteristics. This is basically infill development with a density similar to what exists in the immediate area. Six, the proposed development will have a density of 3.35 units per acre, which is less than the 3.42 and 4.0 units per acre to the west and southwest. Lands to the north, south, southeast, and east are also developed. Seven, according to the county's current comprehensive plan, the project is in an environmentally sensitive developing area. Eight, while there were concerns expressed during the public hearing about drainage, the Sussex Conservation District will perform a thorough review of the project with the project's engineers to address stormwater and drainage on the site and how it leaves the site. This should result in a drainage improvement for the area from what currently occurs on the undeveloped farmland that does not have any stormwater management system in place. Nine, the applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 201 family units. B, a homeowners association shall be formed to provide the perpetual maintenance, repair and replacement of buffers, stormwater management facilities, streets, amenities, and other common areas. C, all entrances, intersections, interconnections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. D, the RPC shall be served as part of the Sussex County Sewer District. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the County Engineering Department. E, the RPC shall be served by Central Water. F, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with the with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. In reviewing the stormwater management design, The applicant and the Sussex Conservation District shall also work to reduce the impacts from runoff from the property onto Cove on Herring Creek, particularly during the site work, development, and construction phases. G, interior design shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. There shall also be street lighting and sidewalks on one side of the streets within the RPC. H, all amenities shall be completed prior to the 75th or the issuance of the 75th building permit. I, a 20-foot wide forested landscape buffer shall be established along the perimeter of the site. This may include existing trees. J, if requested by the local school district, a school bus stop shall be provided. The location of the school bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. L, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. M, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all the buffer areas showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. N, as proffered by the applicant, the committee will not contain any manufactured homes. O, the community shall be marked as workforce housing, and the target market will be households living and working in Sussex County earning 80 to 120% of the Sussex County area median income. Developer shall complete and provide a buyer data sheet, the final settlement statement, and any other necessary information to an independent CPA to generate a report ensuring that home buyers are not spending more than 30% of their gross household income on housing costs for each home sale. This report shall be submitted to the county administrator on an annual basis to analyze the success of the project as workforce housing. The developer shall work with DSHA and NCALL, First State, and other nonprofit homeownership geared agencies to market the houses. And P, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
If I can just, the report, you have it going to the county administrator. If that can either go to the community development department or the planning office instead of the county administrator. If you just, the planning and zoning department, if you have it come to the planning and zoning department instead of the county administrator.
I'm fine with that.
Thank you.
I have a question before I do this. Because of the drainage issues, and this might be for Janelle, and the problems that it's had before, in doing the review with the stormwater management design with Sussex Conservation District, could a berm be added in there, or is that something that they would decide based on what's best for them? Because I just don't want anybody across the street getting washed out as this is done, since that was one of the things they came to talk about.
Understood. That is something the engineer and the conservation district are well aware of that issue, and they would, my understanding is they're trying to oversize the stormwater management to reduce, to ensure that that does not happen again.
I mean, that's just my one, I certainly don't think I have more knowledge than one of the land engineers, but that's my main concern on this. So,
yeah, okay. No, they're trying to address that situation so it does not happen again.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I second this motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1859, Boardwalk Development, LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2018-18, Cannon Property.
Mr. Chairman, I move we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2018-18 for Everett Clifton, Allie Cannon, and the Carl Freeman Companies based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the environmentally sensitive developing area and the AR1 zoning district. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 70 lots on approximately 35.65 acres of uplands. This results in a density that is permitted in the AR1 zone and the environmentally sensitive developing area. Three, this subdivision is consistent with the trend of development in this area of Route 54. It is surrounded by single-family homes, townhomes, a campground, manufactured home park, and a variety of commercial uses. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. Five, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Six, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density, single-family dwelling subdivision. Seven, the subdivision features a 50-foot buffer zone from the wetlands and other conditions of this approval that will protect the environment as the project moves forward. Eight, the subdivision will comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvements, including the realignment of Bennett Avenue, which will create a safer Bennett Avenue Route 54 intersection. The subdivision will also be required to maintain interconnectivity with Madison Avenue. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there should be no more than 61 lots within the subdivision. There shall not be any lots north where lot 61 is depicted on the preliminary site plan. B, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and the erosion and sediment control facilities. D, a forested or landscape buffer of at least 20 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. This buffer shall utilize existing vegetation in all areas where it is in wetlands or overlaps the wetland buffer. The final site plan shall contain a landscaped plan for all of these areas. B, the subdivision shall be served by Sussex County for sewer service. F, the subdivision shall be served by a public regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. G, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. H, the development shall be served by its own on-site active amenities, including a dock, kayak launch, pool, and pool house. The pool and pool house access shall not be constructed within any wetlands or wetland buffer area. I, the amenities shall be completed prior to the issuance of the 40th residential building permit. J, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. K, deliveries and construction activities shall only occur between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. L, no lot shall contain any tidal wetlands. M, as stated by the applicant, there shall be a buffer from all wetlands. The buffer shall have a depth of at least 50 feet and it shall be outside of all lot lines. N, there shall be continued interconnectivity with Madison Avenue. O, a covered bus stop area shall be provided near the entrance to the development for use by school buses or public transportation. P, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting, noting, or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. Q, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
I'd like to make a statement that I came in late during that hearing, but I have listened to the entire tape and I'm prepared to vote.
Okay. All right then.
And Mr. Chair, I'm not voting.
Beg your pardon?
I'm not voting.
And you're not voting. Okay. So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2018-18, Cannon Property, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then. Moving on. Our next item is change of zone number 1862, Old Orchard Ventures, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of change of zone 1862 for Old Orchard Ventures, LLC for a change of zone from AR1 to C2, medium commercial, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application seeks to rezone the rear portion of a property where the front of the property is currently zoned C1. However, this is the only commercially zoned property along this area of Old Orchard Road. Two, the front portion of this property was rezoned to C1 many years ago and was never developed for commercial purposes. Three, since the time when the existing C1 area was established, the rest of Old Orchard Road has developed residentially, and only exceptions are a concrete company across the road, which has been in existence for decades and predated the surrounding residential development and the commercial areas within the Village of Five Points, which was a master plan community. Four, the only other standalone commercial or business uses are located much nearer to the intersection of Old Orchard Road and Savannah Road, where many other businesses and commercial uses exist. For all these reasons, it is not appropriate to increase the commercial zoning of this parcel, which is currently not consistent with the surroundings. Six, I appreciate that the new commercial zoning districts limit the number and type of permitted uses that can occur in a given district. However, given the particular location of this parcel with all the residential development that has occurred around it, not all the permitted uses in the C2 district are appropriate. Seven, it is my recommendation that this rezoning be denied. The applicant may consider applying for a conditional use where greater control over the proposed use, protection of the surrounding properties can occur.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1862, Old Orchard Ventures LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1863, Triumph One LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for change of zone 1863 for Triumph One LLC for a change in zone from AR1 to CR1 based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is located in an area of Rock Center Road near the intersection with that road and Route 26. There are many other commercial and business-owned properties that exist at this intersection. The CR1 zoning will be consistent with the area zoning and uses. Two, although the property is currently zoned AR1, agricultural residential, it is in a location that is no longer viable for agricultural or residential uses. CR1 zoning is a more appropriate zoning for this property. Three, the site is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. CR1 zoning is appropriate within this area according to the plan. Four, that the proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning application. Six, whenever this property is developed for a particular use, the applicant will be required to meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements, and DLDOT will determine where appropriate entrance locations should be. Seven, any development of the site will require preliminary and final site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That is my motion.
I second it.
The moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1863, Triumph One LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, then, that completes our old business for the evening, and we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. As the chairman stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberation and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you take the time to switch it to silent service or turn it off. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then, the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. During these proceedings, Sussex County does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And we thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have three public hearings this evening. The first two are the same applicant and the same subject property. The applicant has asked to consolidate the presentation for those two hearings, and we're going to grant that request in the interest of time. And the way this works is that the first two hearings will be read into the record, then the presentation will be made. It'll only be one presentation for both hearings. And then when the commission takes action on those, we will vote on them as separate items because they are, in fact, separate items. It would be entirely possible that one item gets approved and another one doesn't. They both do or they both don't. So because they have to stand alone, because they are separate applications, but we are going to consolidate for purposes of presentation. So,
Ms. Corman. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to recuse myself.
Okay, and let the record show that Commissioner Hudson is recusing himself from these two public hearings, the first of which is change of zone number 1865, Francis C. Warrington III, and the second one is conditional use number 2151, Francis C. Warrington III.
Thank you. So the first one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis or Hoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 5.59 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Old Landing Road, approximately 150 feet north of Marina Drive, and on the north side of Marina Drive, approximately 450 feet east of Old Landing Road. The 911 address is 20873 Old Landing Road, Rehoboth Beach. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 1. And the second application is the conditional use, which is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR, medium density residential district, for multifamily, 22 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis or Hoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 5.59 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Old Landing Road, approximately 155 feet north of Marina Drive, and on the north side of Marina Drive, approximately 450 feet east of Old Landing Road. The 911 address is 20873 Old Landing Road, Rehoboth Beach, tax parcel 334, map 19, parcel 1. For the record, we'd submit in a staff
analysis, received a site plan, received comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, comments from DLDOT regarding the service level evaluation, comments from the Sussex County Conservation District. We also received an exhibit booklet from the applicant that is now part of the record. We also have one letter in concern of the application. They are not in opposition, but they had some concerns, and their concerns were the height of the building. They would like enhanced architectural design elements regarding the buildings. They would like to make sure that the landscaping is planted and save the existing trees, and they also want to make sure the infrastructure is provided at adequate time. We also have one letter in opposition. Their concerns are height of the buildings, stormwater management, design, and concerns about the wildlife. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Mr. Davidson.
Thank you. Good evening. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal